As we get closer to 10 o'clock, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the launch of the Frequency 93.5 today, we've got numerous guest stars coming into our open house, which will be going on till 5 today. And it wouldn't be an open house without friend Tom Eastman stopping by. Tom, how you doing, buddy?
Happy 50th, Roy.
Isn't that incredible?
It is. It is. I mean, 1967, I like how you were talking about, you know, the impossible dream and...
Yeah.
You know, I think I was 9. Yeah,
I was 11.
So, yeah.
Pretty amazing. Well, thanks for your nice write-up in the Valley Voice and the Conway Daily Sun today.
Well, you're very welcome. I got to speak with Skip after talking with you yesterday, and that was a treat. And I hope you guys are going to have Skip on the air at length, because I couldn't fit everything he said.
I mean,
he said, I hope you got what you wanted, and I got more than I wanted, and it was very cool. I mean, anytime to talk, he's 90 years old,
right,
and he's sharp as tack, you know?
He's coming by, and we're actually going to set up a remote broadcast for him outside, because we won't be able to get him up the stairs, but we still hear his voice when he intros Brother Dave Eastman for Country Ecology on the radio twice a week. I was struck
while talking to Skip by how much my brother Dave and Skip sound alike, because Dave worked, you know, for Skip, and so it was amazing, the inflections and everything, and I had to keep reminding myself that I was talking to Skip and not to my oldest brother Dave of Country Ecology. So
nice.
But it's amazing to, I just wanted to thank you guys, because you know, you're part of everybody's family here in the Valley, whether you know it or like it or not. But
we wake up
to you guys. You know, you're always on the background to our lives, and and especially you, the way you
thank you.
And by the way, I did christen you, not the Grand Lizard, which you already talked
Brother
about.
Brother Steve did the Grand Lizard.
But I, really, Steve?
Oh, yeah, Steve, yeah, he invented the Grand Lizard.
So, but I christened you the Skiing DJ, and you certainly have lived up to the title.
Thank you so much. Now, we're in different media worlds, but in a small town like this, everybody, you know, gets along and helps each other out.
Right.
WMWV always helped the Mountaineer that you were a part of, that your brother Steve and...
Jane Golden.
Thank you. Jane Riley. Yep. Had started back in the day. And it was a nice collaboration between two media outlets.
It always was. You guys were the radio version and we were the print version. And, you know, now that I've been at the Comedy Daily Sun 10 years come this July, I can't believe it. But, and, you know, you and I have continued that, and Greg and Mark. And so I just see it. The values that we have of tying this community, making it a community, I do that in the Valley Voice. It used to be the Resort Report,
right,
with the Valley Voice, and you do it with your the morning show. And you know, I think people look at you. I've got my 11-year-old niece now. I bribe her by each day you rate that Briggs rates the day. I go, what kind of a day do you think it is, Sophie? And so I give her the change, and so she now understands the correlation between, you know, if it's a blue sky day, it's 50 center,
isn't
but people
great?
Look at you weird. Otherwise,
I will tell you, though, I've been out hiking in the hills here and bump into people on the trail and they don't know who I am at all. And they'll say, 50 cent day today. I'm like, right on. Right on. But we have a little surprise here for you. As the Mountaineer used to do some advertising back in the day on WMWV. And we're going to go back to 1997. If you'll hit the start button on this cart machine,
right,
an old fashioned machine. Yes, please.
Do we get the 50 cent drum roll?
Yeah, yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Beers here. Have you got your copy yet? Pick up the Mountaineer, the Valley's trusted weekly newspaper for over 20 years, and read all about the latest arts and entertainment happenings, features and updates on all the area's events, plus in-depth coverage of issues that affect residents and visitors alike. Read all about it in this week's Mountaineer. It's all there, along with weekly features on everything from high school sports to the acclaimed Resort Report. The Mountaineer. It's free and available in every corner of the Valley. Here for a visit? Ask for your free menu guide, Dining Out in Mount Washington Valley. You'll just love it.
Time warp.
How is that, huh?
If someone's driving into the Valley, they're going to go, what, the Mountaineer's back?
Yeah, we'll have to pick that up.
Yeah, well, that's amazing. And I think Paula lives in Florida now. I know Sarah, my sister-in-law, is in touch with her. But we've been doing something in the Daily Sun The Chronicles, which is the best stories of the year. And
right, that's so been a lot of fun.
It has been, because some of these stories, you know, I wrote in 83, or Rob Burbank wrote, you know, back in the day.
And who also Chris was on Stewart. The air here for years and years and years, too.
And Rob's on his way. I talked to him last night. He wanted to be here today, but he's on his way up to the Maine Woods, to the AMC's, one of their camps up by Little Lyford. But he wanted to be in, you know, wanted to say hello. But anyway, we're doing the White Mountain Chronicles. Steve always wanted to do a book every year of the best of the year. And now we've been running those in the Comedy Daily Sun on occasional Saturdays. And so Jigger Johnson was one I did back in 83. And I love it when people are coming up to me and going, "Oh, that was a great story you wrote." And I'm like, that kid Tom Eastman was pretty good back in
Jimmy
83.
Olsen, as we Jimmy used to call Olsen, him, right?
Right.
And, of course, going back to the Mountaineer, the Resort Report was legendary, and that was kind of the Valley Voice now was all started with you.
And George Cleveland was certainly the most named person of the year every year.
Except for 1 year. The Grand Wizard made it in there.
Right. Oh, and also, speaking of Rob, he wanted to say, Valley trivia question. He said Charlie Osgood told him that he would be a Valley trivia winner or whatever. Who was the last DJ in the old farmhouse?
It's Rob Burbank.
Rob Burbank signed off at 11 o'clock or something back in 92?
2002.
I mean, 2002.
Yeah, 2002. Right? So he was the last voice heard from the farmhouse, and that's something to really, that's a feather to keep
And when
head,
I
too.
Listen to you guys, because of the ambiance of the station and the down-home feel of the station, which I love, I still picture you guys in that farmhouse. So it's always a shock for me to come to here.
I have an old picture I should have brought in. I forgot all about it. Well, Tom, this has been a pleasure. We've got to get into AP Radio News here. Thanks for coming by. Thanks for being a part of us. And I'm glad you're alive, too, my friend.
Oh, thank you. And thanks for all your support and help during my 4-month little adventure.
Well, you seem good. You look good. And hopefully things are good for you.
I am. Thank you, Roy. Awesome. Happy 50th.
Thank you. It is the 50th anniversary of the Frequency 93.5 hitting the airwaves today back in 1967. We've got lots of folks here for our open house. We're having a really great time. And we look forward to you coming by, too, and share some stories if you would like. On 93.5 FM, WMWV in Conway. Let's take a break now for AP Radio News. We'll check the weather, more music, and interviews coming your way, too. Stay with us.